The Nova Belt is very straightforward. It is some webbing, some stiffener inside, some hook and loop, and a Cobra buckle. And it goes around your pants. It should go through belt loops, really. I see people occasionally wear this thinking this is like a war belt or a shooter belt, and you wear this on top of whatever it is you're wearing. Don't do that. This is supposed to go through belt loops. That's what we want to do. But basically, this is a very simple belt, very straightforward, but there's a couple little features to this that makes it a little different compared to some of the other scuba webbing, sort of tactical Cobra buckle belts on the market. The first one is the tail itself does not have to double through a bunch of triglides and just crazy stuff. I've seen a few other belts out there back when we designed this that required a lot of work to just put the belt on and thread the male buckle, you know, onto the actual belt itself. But basically what we have right here is we have soft Velcro loop along one side of the belt. It does not follow the entire length of the belt, diameter of the belt. And we have a tail that has 5 inches or so of hook material right here. And all that's gonna do is fish through one side of the Cobra buckle. This is the male end right here. It's gonna then fold over and then Velcro to the exposed soft loop Velcro, just like this. Now, the nice thing is you don't necessarily have to double thread this tail through through the split bar in the Cobra buckle itself. You can just go through once, drop it on top, and you're good to go. And the reason this is kind of convenient is if you wanna quickly tighten your belt or loosen your belt, it's really easy. You just undo the Velcro, tighten, you know, if you just had a big Thanksgiving dinner, you want to let your belt out a little bit, you just open it up, let it out, and then drop it back down, it Velcros, and you're good to go. If you do want a more sturdy experience, where like maybe this won't come undone for whatever reason, you can, because our tail, again, the stiffener stops here on the belt, and then all of this is unstiffened, so we have a little bit of play with the end here. You can actually double up, so we go through one end of the Cobra buckle, and then we're gonna dive back through on the other side, just like so. So here's the split bar right here. And now what we have, it's easier usually when it's on you, we actually have the buckle itself, or the belt itself, being woven through the entire Cobra buckle. And so now this is very sturdy. It's not gonna go anywhere. It's not gonna come undone because we have all that friction here in the Cobra buckle itself. So you could do both, one or the other, and that's pretty cool. Another feature that we have is a pass-through on the female side. And this allows you to hide your holster clip through the side right here. Like if you have a J-hook clip or whatever. So if you are needing to really conceal your pistol, I mean, this is kind of already a tactical belt. I mean, it's a Cobra buckle, so it's not really very low vis to begin with. But if you do want to conceal your holster and your clips a little bit better, you can run your left-sided clip through this side, and then you can tuck your other clip, obviously, underneath the belt right here, and then you can hide both of the clips just like so. So I've got mine on right now with my pistol, and basically what this looks like is I could fit both of my clips with my sidecar, typically speaking, with the Cobra belt in the front. If I want to hide this clip, I'll go through the pass-through. If I want to hide this clip, I'll go underneath, and I'm good to go. Holster can come off. I don't have it doubled through the Cobra buckle itself, so if I want to tighten it, I just pull, slap it back down over the Velcro, and now it's nice and tight. If I decide I want to loosen it because I'm about to put my holster on, undo it, I'm going to go through my belt loop, slap it back down, and now I've loosened it. Super simple, super easy, it's not super complicated, very straightforward, but it is a little bit easier to use than some of the other belts on the market, and that's one reason the Nova is pretty snazzy. Now, when it comes to sizing the belt, unfortunately, this is just something that like most belts out there have a problem with. You can't just order the belt according to what pant size you normally wear. So if you wear a 32 waist, you're not gonna go buy a 32 inch belt. You need to actually measure what your waist is, and maybe you don't want to because it'll make you feel bad, but you gotta go measure your waist and actually look at the size chart on the website and order according to that, so you'll actually get the right size and not have to return it, get a new one, which is frustrating for you guys. It's frustrating, obviously, for us as well. Better to get it first time and you'll be good to go. So what you wanna do is take off whatever belt you already have on. Take your, because everyone has one of these, right? Take one of these. Very cool. So then I wrap it around where my belt loop, my pants would be, or my belt, where my belt would be. And I can see it's meeting up at 35, but I also know, hey, I'm gonna have a pistol on sidecar, so I may decide to size to 36. So then I go to our website and see, hey, what holster do we have? What belt do we have in that size? That's the one I wanna order. It's probably it's either a small or a medium. I'd have to look at the chart, and then I go ahead and order that, and I will be good to go. Won't have to order three different belts, return three different belts, because that is going to be a bit of a pain. If you have any other questions about this particular product, about belt sizing, how to do all of that, go ahead and shoot us an email at team@trex-arms.com.